Patient's name is Charles Johnson, last name Johnson. Date of birth is 12/29/2016. Date of service is 2/3/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 5-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by his mom. Mom states that he was sent home from school today around 11 a.m. with a fever of 101.7. Patient does have some developmental delays, and so he is unable to voice any pain or illnesses. Allergies, known drug allergies, current med, with Tylenol at 10:15, medical history, diabetes, seizure, DKA, stroke at birth, surgical history, G-tube, bilateral eustachian tubes, social history, denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, heart rate is 155, respiratory rate is 22, temp is 98.2 axillary. However, I do not think that that is accurate. SpO2 is 99%, and he weighs 31 pounds. Physical exam general. He's appropriate for his normal self. He's well-nourished, well-groomed. He is in a wheelchair. H-E-E-N-T. Bilateral tympanic membranes obscured by dry cerumen and unable to visualize a patient's posterior pharynx in using mom's help. Neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, no lymphadenopathy, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations are even and labored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro. He's alert, appropriate for himself. Patients in a wheelchair, unable to access the gate. And skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, viral syndrome, number 2, febrile illness, number 3, tachycardia. Number 4, COVID exposure. Patient did have a COVID done in the office because a student that has been at school all week long did test positive for COVID yesterday. His COVID test did come back negative. Mom states that she does have Motrin Tylenol at home to give him through his G-tube. I will go ahead and give mom an antibiotic since I am unable to visualize his posterior pharynx and his actual tympanic membrane. So I'll give her amoxicillin to take twice a day for 10 days, but she will not start that unless he gets worse or still has the same symptoms in 2 to 3 days. Mom is more than welcome to bring him back for further evaluation and possible further testing, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time. Patient will follow CDC guidelines regarding the exposure to COVID.